And so to an anniversary. Two, actually. The first is it's the Science Show's 38th birthday, so I'm allowed to give myself a little present. At a time when Australia has brought sporting failure to a new level, and England has shown how you can win either by cheating, broadly speaking, or manipulating the weather, people like me, born as Indigenous Britons, are reminded how much we resented boat people. People like the Vikings and the Anglo-Saxons and the Normans in their leaky boats, and how we Celts couldn't wait for them to leave. Well, they didn't, and so the only consolation is the second anniversary, that of the greatest try in rugby history, 40 years ago. The Barbarians, who are mostly Welsh and mostly called Williams, versus the All Blacks. And you can hear the excitement even on radio.
Almost on the halfway line, Kirkpatrick to Williams.
What happens next is just 20 seconds of rugby, but it is so much more than that. It happened 40 years ago, but it's fresh in the memory of sports fans all over the world. It is now an international benchmark, which has never gone away in the psyche of a nation. It's about identity, history, culture, and community. But it all took place on a rugby pitch. This is how our story begins.
Almost on the halfway line, Kirkpatrick to Williams.
Brian Williams, who was a world-class three-quarter for New Zealand on their right wing, made this very intelligent kick, bounced midfield and rolled straight towards our post, and Phil Bennett was in here, he was scurrying back for it.
This is great stuff. Phil Bennett covering, chased by Alistair Scott.
And Phil, I can hear the All Blacks pounding up after him, digs his right foot into the turf and pirouettes around, and then, you know, with that sort of bravado, that chutzpah, that confidence which had been a part of Welsh rugby for 100 years, he sidesteps past four thundering All Black players.
Brilliant! Oh, that's brilliant!
I couldn't believe it! I said, what's he doing against the All Blacks? If we lose the ball there, they're going to score. And then the ball goes across the line to JPR.
John Williams, Brian Williams, Pullin.
John Pullin, English hooker, the only Englishman in the move, not only takes it, gives a beautiful pass to John Dawes.
The further they got, the more I thought, my God, we could actually score here if we can keep the momentum going.
John Dawes, great dummy. It's David, Tom David, the halfway line, brilliant by Quinnell.
And I remember shouting to Derek in Welsh as it happens, Tullima, you know, just to give him an indication that he had support then, really. I remember thinking, as I've got 20, 30 yards to go, oh, please God, because I'd had some hamstring trouble, please don't let it go now.
But Gareth took the ball at full pace, and not even a brick wall would have stopped him.
This is Gareth Edwards, a dramatic start! Worst goal!
I remember then, going back, this depth of sound. It's not up there, it's like on top of you, you know? And I knew by the reaction of the crowd that something special had happened.
Oh, that fellow Edwards!
The greatest try in rugby history 40 years ago. And it doesn't matter who won. You can see what happened by going to the Science Show website. Next week, the Anglo-Australian Telescope. I'm Robin Williams.
If the greatest writer of the written word would have written that story, no one would have believed it. That really was something.